need some mail for the weekend, and Brad Davidson now joins us. Morning, Bradley.
Yeah, morning, Dave. Morning, Shuey.
How are you, Brad?
Now, this two-year-old, which you mentioned earlier in the week, is very short in the first, but I was just saying before to Adam Pengelly that it's $15, hasn't even had to start. It's $15 to win a golden slipper. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, exactly right. It's crazy, isn't it? But we see it time and time again with these Team Hawks runners. We know how good they are with these high-profile colts, and they seem to get the best out of them. And it seems like every year they've got a really good one in the stable. Of course, this is the full brother to Esther Jarp, who won a golden slipper with Team Hawks. And, geez, trials are just there for everyone to see, aren't they? I mean, he beat Ranchan in that first trial comfortably and then came out 1 by 4 lengths. The time was solid enough as well, and he did it in a hand canter, really, that latest trial at Rose Hill over the 900 metres. So, look, drawing 11 there on the weekend or tomorrow, but I don't think that'll be too many issues for him. I know that there's three horses outside him that have all come out, so he's still in barrier 11 at this stage. But, look, he seemed to jump okay from the gate. You're right, he's got this big boom on him. We talk about these two-year-olds. We talk about, Enthar, Acrobat, four moves ahead, and then you talk about Remark. He's in that same category already, and he hasn't even had a start. So they had read a story with Tommy Berry talking about him, and no doubt he's got to come out and do it. But Tommy's very excited about his prospects, and we'll see what he's got to offer there tomorrow. But I think they put up $2. The tab that didn't last long at all. He was into $1.70 before you know it. I think he's around $1.60 mark up a couple of scratches now.
And Tommy would never admit this and say it publicly, but I reckon this is why he is still in Sydney. Because a lot of those boys have gone north for Magic Millions, or they've taken a bit of time off here and there. But Tommy is riding. We saw him yesterday at Maruya. We've seen him regularly, obviously, midweek and when he can ride here in Sydney. He hasn't done a J-Mac and gone up north, chasing riches for millions. He's here, and I think that's a big tip in itself. I think that we know what Team Hawks are like. They like, their jockeys to stay and be around these horses, and I think that's it's a big tick that he's here.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think that's definitely played into his mind. He might have been tossing it up, and Team Hawks probably said, well, we've got this Remark debuting on that date as well, and they probably just tipped him over and said, yep, I'll stay. And you're right, they like to have the same jockey aboard. We know their affinity with Tommy as well. He rides
both very much so.
Main horses.
What about the horse that's named after Dave, the Bopper?
The Bopper.
Can it may have a win at Rose Hill tomorrow?
Yeah, the Bopper. He's an interesting horse. He's won the three from four. His only defeat actually was first up last preparation, where, to be fair, he probably should have won the race. He just ridden a bit aggressively that day, and Black Magnum ran out of his skin to beat him by 0.2 of a length, and they got the rest. So came out of that. He won the Brian Crowley second up in really good fashion by a couple of lengths. He's trialled well leading in. He's always had a big boom on in this preparation. I think it's fair to say Chris Lee was probably not believing in that boom as much as a lot of punters before last preparation, but probably became more of a believer after that Brian Crowley win. He just wanted to see him do it in the city, and that's fair enough as well. But he came out and he did that. He won that stakes race by a couple of lengths. Really nice trial leading into this. And look, I think he's clearly the horse to beat there, guys, with the 54.5 on his back. Tallyer does look at the danger, as the market suggests. She gets the synthetic hoof filler on the first time, which is never a great gear change. And a solid first up at Randwick over the 1,200 drops back to the 1,100 gear. But look, the Bopper, he's no doubt going to be popular like Remark. I'm sure they're both going to be popular in multis. And I'm not sure what you guys are doing with the multi this week, or whether any of those feature in there.
Well, it's Jamie. Jamie's shining with the multi, mate. And she's got two options for us. So before we get to... let's tie it in, because I know Private Eye you want to talk about. These are Jamie's multis. Option one, Brad, race 6, number 1, Monegal to place into Private Eye to win. That's option one, which is $7. Or you can take option two, which is Jamie's place multi, race 4, number 5, Harpo Marks, into race 5, number 2, Star Spangled Rodeo, into race 9, number 8, Private Eye, all to run a place $10.
There you go, a couple of options there for the punters, and hopefully Jamie can get that home there. Look, Private Eye obviously features in that multi on both occasions, going for 4 straights, and he's been impressive, hasn't he, for the Joe Pride Yard. He just keeps lifting the bar. He did it last time out on heavy ground. I suppose he's got to do it on dry ground now. We're going to be on a dry track there tomorrow, and I mean, we've seen him do it on dry ground in the past, but that's been in a benchmark 64 first up at Gosford, and I think it's fair to say his two wins since then on soft and heavy ground have been a little bit better. So that would be the only negative for him. But look, he's just that horse that just keeps on raising the bar, and he only had the one defeat, and that was on debut. So look, I think Smart Image is the horse to beat in that race. I think he, you know, just didn't handle the wet track the other day, and I think he probably deserves to be favourite to my eye there over Private Eye. But look, Private Eye's a horse I've knocked the last couple of starts. He's come out and won, so could easily get that wrong.
What about the Magic Millions 2-year-old classic? How's that going to play out?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the strongest edition of the race. Look, it's a decent race, but having said that, I think the main two-year-olds are heading towards the Blue Diamond and the Golden Slipper. But look, I've got to go with the favourite, really, the horse that's been the big firmer since the barrier draw in Swift Witness. I know it was beaten by She's All Class on debut, but gee, I love the win there last weekend on the Gold Coast. The figures suggest it's the clear best run leading into the race as well. And I just think we know Gay Waterhouse. I think she knows how to win this race, and having to go with number 12 there, Swift Witness, in the big one.
Bradley, I need a tip. By the way, you played very straightforward defensive with the Jamie Rogers multi. Were you not a fan?
No. I think you'll go very close. Harpo Marks, the play sounds good. I didn't have the radio horse in my numbers, but he's a horse that can definitely feature fresh as well. So no knock at all.
So you're saying Jamie got hers wrong? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. But
come on.
Hasn't had the greatest record.
Oh.
I think Jamie's about to turn that around.
Okay.
She's in the pool, mate. She can't hear anything.
Yeah, I know. But I'll tell you, it'll get back to her. I'd be scared. What's your value bet?
Yeah, look, I think the likes of the Bopper and whatnot are hard enough to beat at Rose Hill tomorrow and Remark, but they're short enough. So racing number 5 is often his lad. We had a couple of scratchings there, but around that $7 mark, I think he's a nice enough play. Loved his first up run, just finished behind Ellsberg. I know he scratched in that race, but second up improves. Got some really good second up form. You get a nice run from the gate, and I think you can feature there around the $7.50 mark.
Beautiful, Bradley. Have a great weekend, and I've got one for you.
Go on.
Geelong race 1, number 1.
There you go. Oh,
he's tipping it to everybody. What's it paying, $1.01?
No, it's $3.70. Geelong race 1, number 1. We're going very close by. Medallia Doro out of a Godolphin-trained mare that the Freedmans used to have, and it's called Amygdal, I think, but it's inside draw. Damien Oliver, $3.70. There you go. That'll get you some more money to put on Zoffany's lad.
You sold it well. I'll look out. Cheers.